welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Another week with COVID. We're going to talk about something that has nothing to do with COVID, except that perhaps they both start with the letter C. Today, you've chosen a poem on colorectal cancer, and listeners will know that we've reported on lots of aspects of colorectal cancer, including screening. It is one of the most commonly occurring cancers and causes of death. It is much better to pick this beast up when it's localized. Survival rates are much higher compared to once it's metastasized, etc. Lots of tests for colorectal screening. There are stool-based tests, and those can either detect hemoglobin in the blood or DNA alterations that suggest malignancy. There's direct visualization via different size endoscopies. And not to be outdone, the radiologists have their imaging techniques. Today, we're going to look at FIT testing a little bit, maybe also fecal occult blood. They're performed on a small sample of stool that the patient provides in a special container. U.S. Mail Service loves the fact that we're mailing these back to them. The advantage of FIT, it is only requires one small stool sample. It doesn't require the usual restrictions around medications and diet. Foods with peroxidase activity don't seem to give us a false positive. Patients can still take their NSAIDs. But typically, the patient obtains the specimen kit at the clinician's office or the pharmacy. The patient then returns it in the mail, and the doctor gets in touch and tells them what their positive or negative result is. You found a poem. It was published in Digestive Disease Science. It starts, for those of you that have your subscription or want to look online, it starts on page 2489, and it attempts to answer the clinical question, does mailing a fecal occult blood test to patients improve screening rates compared to usual care? In other words, picking it up perhaps at the office. Mark, sort of a simple little study, but what did they find?
Yeah, you know, I think we're all doing things differently now with COVID-19. Many of us are doing much more telehealth, telemedicine, and it's changing how we behave. It's going to be interesting to see how much of that persists. Will patients say, hey, I like that kind of visit. Let's keep doing that in the future. And another way to rethink kind of structurally what we're doing in terms of colorectal cancer screening is that in most countries, FIT testing is the recommended test. And, you know, yet here in the States, we still tend to be pretty opportunistic about delivering that. In other places, like in the UK, they have a centralized public health system function where they mail the cards to patients. Does that make a difference? So currently, adherence to screening is only about 62% in the US. So mailing a test for a fecal occult blood and asking them to provide a sample and mail it back from a centralized system is one way to improve adherence potentially. So this was a meta-analysis. They only looked at U.S. studies, which I thought was kind of a strange restriction. I'm not sure that was really justified. And they had a bunch of other restrictions that they ended up including one really well-done study out of the University of Iowa that I knew about. They basically were looking for studies that either used an older guaiac-based fecal occult blood test, a newer FIT test, combined Cologuard type of test, or usual care. They found four studies that used the guaiac test, three that used FIT, none that used Cologuard, and three that also included a telephone reminder. So three of the studies were felt to be low risk of bias. The remainder were moderate risk of bias. They found a 28% absolute increase in screening rates, and it didn't matter whether you used the FIT or the guaiac test, telephone reminder, or no telephone reminder. So no need to do the telephone reminders. And 28% is a big, imagine, so if your adherence was 60%, it goes up to 88. So that's a pretty good, improvement in adherence. The authors talk about that there was heterogeneity in the study results. They use something called the I-squared statistic, but I do a lot of these meta-analyses. That's not a good test, that I-squared, when you only have 7 studies. You should use it if you have 15 or 20 studies or more, but not with just 7. And actually, if you look at the plot that compares the studies, they all line up very similarly. They all had a very similar effect. So bottom line, mailed outreach significantly increases rates of colorectal cancer screening with a number needed to mail of 4 to screen one more person. As I said, lots of other countries take this approach. Screening is managed centrally. I think Kaiser Permanente also does that here in the U.S. and probably some other health systems. So instead of relying on physician or patient memory and motivation, we should think more about doing these kind of things systematically and centrally to improve adherence.
Right. So a new concept that I've not come across, which is this number needed to mail. Nice concept. I'm wondering, though, if the number needed to mail of 4 to screen one more person suggests, doesn't it, that we're sending this test out to people and they're not all being used or returned? That's a pretty significant cost, isn't it?
Well, it depends on which test you mail out. The FIT test is pretty cheap. They're, you know, in bulk about, I think, $3 or $4. Cologuard is $500 or $600, so right. You wouldn't want to do that. But the FIT tests are cheap in bulk. And so, yeah, I mean, they're talking maybe, you know, $15, 10 or $15 for one more person screened.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. We'll be right back.